and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. Call Jeff Hodges today at 620-340-7732.
Barn homes are all the rage these days. With maintenance-free living on the outside and endless possibilities on the inside, what's not to love? If you're thinking of having one built, MRSK Buildings should be your first stop. Jeff and Brady have years of experience and will guide you through the process with ease. MRSK Buildings at 2604 West Highway 50, across from Blue Stem in Emporia. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
To set the mood here, Chuck.
I think you did a good job with that.
Off to France, we are just about ready to launch into a brand new country. End of this month, I believe, is when the trip is scheduled. We need to get more details. I think there's another fundraising event happening before the trip takes its start later on this month. Tyler Curtis, who is a Emporia High School, parent of an Emporia High School student that will be partaking in this trip, and French teacher Amanda Mendoza, Emporia High School, both with us here this morning. Amanda, good morning. How are you?
Bonjour.
I'm
doing well. How are you guys?
Doing good. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chuck.
How are you today, Tyler?
Well, with that kind of introductory music, how can you not be good? You know, you're like in a French cafe or sipping on some coffee, you're going to have a croissant. I mean, I tell you what, this is a beautiful day in Emporia.
Absolutely. Well, Tyler, let's refresh and talk about this trip, because you've been on with us periodically now for, it's been since like January, since you've really started talking about this. So remind folks exactly what you're doing and why.
Yeah, well, Amanda Mendoza at the high school, the French teacher, she has put together a trip and experience for several Emporia High French students. There's 12 students going, and, you know, in the past, they've done things like a week to Canada or a week to France or those kind of things, but this time they're doing a three-week experience in France, starting on... They'll actually leave on May 31st and land on June 1st. But they will be enjoying 2 weeks at a French immersion school where they will stay with host families, and they will go to school during the day, like in the morning, and have afternoon activities. But they will really get a deep dive into French culture. They will use their French language skills. They will, of course, build their French language skills. Practice them and those kind of things, and just really get a rich sense of the culture. And then following that, they will do a week of touring alongside Amanda in Paris. But they get to spend almost a month in France, really getting, like I said, a pulse on the culture, and they will be able to use their language skills and add to them immensely.
Yeah, Tyler mentioned, Amanda, deep dive. This certainly is it. I think the schooling is a big part of this, right?
Yes. So they, for the immersion school, I mean, they're really, it's really jumping into the deep end of the pool. So they're going to be surrounded by French, and they'll get to go to school in the mornings where they have some little lessons. And, of course, the French can't go a couple hours without a break, so they'll have some breaks in there. I'm not kidding. That's not a joke. so then they'll get to go out to lunch, and they get to walk down the street to the cafes and restaurants not that far from the school and partake of some yummy French food, and then they'll go on excursions in the afternoon where they'll get to explore the town of Montpellier where the school is, or they'll get to go explore some of the towns around Montpellier down in the south of France.
Now, Amanda, in the school that they'll be attending, is this all French? I mean, they're thrown right in. Is there anybody there that's...
Yes.
Has any English at all, or is this just straight French?
This is pretty much straight French. There will be other students there from around the world. This is an international school.
Okay.
So some of our Emporia High kids are going to get to make some friends from with kids from other countries. And so the teachers, I think, some of them have a little bit of English, but they also might have a little bit of other languages because they are an international school. But they know that the kids are going to be placed at their level. So if they're at a lower level, because any of the kids can go if they've just had 1 year of French class. So we have several different levels. And so they'll be placed in a low level with lower level students. And so things will go slower. And, okay. It's not like a high school class. It's not like a class where you're trying to cram stuff in and get a test over it, all that kind of stuff. It's more about communicating and talking, and they'll learn a little bit about a topic, and then they'll try to talk about it, and then maybe it might have something to do with what they're doing later on in the day. So whatever they're getting that morning, they're going to get to apply it in the afternoon.
Now, Amanda, is the schedule here largely based off of the school's interaction and basically how it's set up, or did you have some leeway, especially it sounds like later on in the trip, for how you structured here the entire visit?
Yeah, so I chose to do 2 weeks. 4 weeks would have been even better, because by that second week, I know they're all going to be acclimated, they're going to be talking, and they're going to start actually making, putting things together for themselves and wanting to talk more, most likely. So 4 weeks would have been ideal. But it's hard to pry teenagers away from their families for 4 weeks. So I did 2 weeks, and the school does the whole itinerary. They do all the classes. None of that really is up for debate. They've got their own program. And then the only tweak that we did is that we will not stay the last Friday. Usually they do an excursion and they stay with their host families one more night, and then they depart on Saturday morning. But we are actually going to leave from the school Friday afternoon, just so we have a little extra time to get up to Paris. It's about a 3-hour train ride on the fast train. So we'll be heading to Paris on Friday. And then it's, just me and the kids who are setting our itinerary for Paris.
All right. So
whatever they want to do, that's what we'll do.
So it's 2 weeks of school, and then you have a week to kind of tour then?
Yes.
Okay.
Put that knowledge to use.
There it is. That'll be fun. So where are you during school, Amanda? Where are you going to be?
Well, I'll be in my apartment that I'm renting. which happens to be, get this, I mean, it's dangerous. It's in a dangerous area. It's right on top of a shopping center.
And oh, that's danger for a different reason.
There's a gelato shop at the door to my apartment building. So,
every day in and out, there's gelato.
Might be a little wider when she comes back.
How about you, Tyler? Are you getting a chance to take this trip as well?
No, this is a kids and Amanda thing. So it's kind of a chance for the kids to, really get a sense of what it is to be in a different country and learn how to navigate it. And of course, Amanda will be there as a resource, and in Paris, they'll be right by her side and those kind of things, and getting there and back. But we're looking forward to, Allie having an opportunity to really explore she'll be a senior next year. So learn to be more and more independent. So we're happy with her, and that's the way she was hoping it would go too, is that we would be here and she would have that experience.
Well,
so,
you've been
I can't blame her.
Yeah, you've been busy fundraising. Anything else set to happen before the trip starts at the end of this month?
We do, and I appreciate the partnership with KVOE to promote these opportunities to the community. And as always, the community is interested and generous and steps up. And we've got a couple little things here coming up. Well, we got one big thing, and then one thing kind of in between that we managed to work out with Bev at the coffee shop at the Granada Coffee Company. So this Saturday, in a former life, Amanda did some time as a barista, Ooh, so okay. She's familiar with working at a coffee shop too.
Hey,
so,
all right.
Earlier, Bev had put together a package where she sold some holiday blend to benefit the trip. And that was a peppermint-infused coffee. It's really good. I'm pretty sure she's out of it, but she may have a bag somewhere, but she's pretty low on quantity at this point. But she also decided that she would allow us to have Amanda help out someday at the coffee shop and kind of have a guest barista. So on this Saturday, and if you know about this Saturday, there's a couple of things going on in Emporia. But this Saturday from 8 to 10, Amanda will be behind the counter working as a barista, helping with the staff there. And we'll also have some folks outside of the coffee shop selling some raffle tickets for a 50-50 drawing. And that will be drawn next Thursday during our trivia night. So that's our big final fundraiser. Next Thursday evening, we're doing a trivia night. We're super excited about that, to have it at the Delphi Studio Place. And we are hosting that trivia night with lots of sponsors, and people seem to really enjoy those trivia evenings. So we're doing that next Thursday.
When does that start?
It is at 6 o'clock on Thursday.
I think it's 7.
Oh, is it 7 o'clock? That's right. 7 That's right. We wanted to give them a little extra time there. So, so 7 o'clock next Thursday on the 9th, and that'll be at the Delphi event space. Really looking forward to that. I think right now we've got 11 sponsors from the community who have stepped in and done that. So we are looking forward to having that.
Outstanding. Really quickly here, Tyler, what does it mean to have the business support here and kind of the business recognition of how this is going to help students down the road?
Well, and we try to be really conscientious about the number of things our businesses are asked to do, but they keep on stepping up and wanting to be a part of it. I mean, a lot of the businesses, we did a quick ask, but they were like, oh, absolutely. We want to be part of that. We want to be into that. You know, Prairieland Partners and Tracy Edwards, Nielsen and Associates. I mean, the banks, Lyon County State Bank, ESB Financial, Community National Bank. I mean, all these places, they're local. They want to help. And they're just amazing about supporting the community. And even places like Michelin stepped in, and Casa Ramos, and, Colbert Banker and Modern Air, the Vet Hospital. These are places that, we frequent, of course, and employ our folks, but they're grateful to give back. And even when we posted this thing, like John and Allie Geitz, just as people, not just as Edward Jones, but as people, they say, hey, we want a sponsor. So it just means a lot when the community is willing to say, those are important experiences. These are things that our kids need to have access to. We want to be a part of it, and we're really grateful.
Okay, so Amanda, when do you leave?
So we will leave on May 31st. And we will take an overnight, let's see, that's a Friday, and we'll take an overnight flight to Paris, and we will arrive early, about 8:30 in the morning on Saturday, and then we won't come back until June 20th.
And when do you barista here on Saturday?
So 8 to 10.
Okay.
8 to 10, I'll be there. Come get your tall mocha latte. Or your caramel macchiato grande.
Look at her go. Look at
venti.
Amanda go here.
It's got to be venti. That's all I got to say.
Yes. Parlano italiano.
So if teams want to participate in the trivia, Tyler, how can they get registered?
So we took the Amanda Gutierrez model. We just took it and she said, hey, here's the stuff. Do this. So they can register just on site. She's
okay.
Amazing about
yeah.
that, right? She's the trivia queen. So we took all of her stuff and we said, hey, how do people register? She's like, well, sponsors may have a team, but just do registration on site. It's the best way to do it. So So teams can just form. Obviously, you want to form that ahead of time.
Sure.
But they can pay to for the registration fee right there on site. So get there a little before 7 o'clock. We'll have tables available for you. You can get registered. It's same thing, right? Carry in your own drinks, carry in any food that you want to bring in, all those kind of things. We'll have 10 rounds of trivia. We'll have 50-50 drawings available and mulligans. So it's the same exact plan as Amanda does, but it should be a lot of fun. And we're, of course, throwing in a few French trivia questions as well.
Well, I would hope so. I would hope so.
I can hang
all right.
Of course.
Well, Amanda, you're going to have to join us and bring some students in, and so we can recap when you get back, okay?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm sure they'd be thrilled to talk on the radio. They're not terrified at all at this point.
Hey, going to another complete culture, this would be a piece of cake.
Yeah, that's true. It will be. They'll be excited. They would be really excited just to, because the thing is, when you go overseas like this, when you have an experience like they're about to have, what you want to do when you come home is tell everybody about it. And by about the second day, nobody wants to talk to you anymore. Because all you're going to talk about is your cool experience that you got to have, and no one understands it. So they'll be thrilled, I think, to talk about it on the radio.
Awesome.
Well, Amanda, hey, we appreciate your time, and safe travels, and have a good trip.
Thank you. Thank you guys for supporting us and helping us out, and to all the community members and businesses who've helped us out. We really, truly appreciate it. You're helping these kids have a really, really unique experience.
Tyler, we appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
Thank you so much, guys. We appreciate your support and your opportunities.
You betcha. Tyler Curtis, who is a parent of an E-High student that will be traveling to France. Amanda Mendoza, Poirier High School French teacher. It is about trip time, Chuck.
It's fast approaching, yeah. That, and looking forward to having the kids in about the middle of June to talk about that in more detail once they get back. And no, we probably won't understand a good solid quarter of what they say when they're on with this. Want to let you know for the Newsmaker 2 spot tomorrow, which will be around 7:25. That'll be following garage sales and also our Feel Good Friday. Kayla Mock and Kat Dorcas join us, which means an Emporia First Friday late update.
It is First Friday tomorrow, and they've got a bunch of good stuff happening once again. A lot of unique First Friday opportunities heading your way tomorrow downtown. Our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 620-340-7732. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building, 340-7732. 734, 67 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Put a little spring in your step with a new pair of sandals, outdoor adventure shoes, or athletic shoes from Brown Shoe Fit Company. We have a great